Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Do you make better decisions in the morning or in the evening? That might depend on whether you want a quick decision or an accurate one. A few years back, researchers looked at the decision-making behavior of 184 users of the free internet chess server to discover at what time of day players made the best decisions. Chess players, who in this case made around 40 move decisions in games lasting from 3 to 15 minutes, are often used in experiments that analyze complex human thinking. The free internet chess server Chess Game Database presented itself as an optimal study tool. With its treasure trove of time-stamped right and wrong decisions, it allowed researchers to study not just the length of time, but also the quality of real-world decision-making behavior at various times of day. The study, published in the journal Cognition, showed that whether you're a morning person or not, the most accurate decision-making happens on the early side of the day, between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. However, even though morning decisions were the most accurate, those also took the longest to make. And that's a liability in time-limited activities like a chess game. As the day wore on, the chess players' decision-making sped up, but accuracy slumped. Ultimately, the time of day had no effect on the player's scores, as decision speed and accuracy canceled each other out. We spoke with the study's lead author, Maria Juliana Leon, who is herself a chess champion and a postdoctoral fellow at the Integrated Neuroscience Lab at the Universidad Torquato de Tella in Buenos Aires, Argentina. She said, in some way, these two variables are compensating to maintain the performance throughout the day. Leon suspected it was more than growing tiredness as a day waned that affected players' speed of decision-making. Groups of players were observed playing more games at certain times than others. She thought the gamers' chronotypes might be playing a role. Your chronotype is a classification based on which of a day's 24 hours you choose for sleep. Subjects were asked to complete a morningness-eveningness questionnaire to determine whether they tended to be larks who prefer to rise early or owls who like to sleep late. Leon's research showed that both larks and owls played the most chess games at about the same hours since awakening. Even though owls would get started later than larks, the number of games would end up being about the same. Surprisingly, the decision-making pattern was the same for both groups. It got slower as the day progressed. However, the larks slowed down the most. So, how can we put the findings of the study to concrete use? Leon said, if we know that during the morning we are slower, but our decisions are more accurate, and during the afternoon we know that our decisions will be faster, but less accurate, we can decide when to make some important decisions according to what's important for that decision in particular. Maybe we need to prioritize the time or the quality. If we need to make a decision faster, maybe it's better to make that decision in the afternoon. Leon took the chronotype questionnaire and found she was halfway between the morning larks and the night owls. She therefore tries to schedule intense work tasks closer to the middle of the day. But with all the daily demands of the work, she hasn't yet managed to divide and schedule her decision-making for optimal results. She said, "It's not easy for me either." Today's episode was written by Michelle Edelman and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other curious topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.